With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. For the first time in decades, Lebanon and Israel held direct diplomatic talks. Tuesday's more than two-hour meeting in Washington came after more than a month of conflict between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. Yekiel Leiter, Israel's U.S. ambassador, says it was clear Israel and Lebanon are on the same side of the equation.
The Lebanese government made it very clear that they will no longer be occupied by Hezbollah. And Iran has been weakened. Hezbollah is dramatically weakened. This is an opportunity. This is the first time our two countries are sitting together in over three decades. Let's feel the moment. Let's enjoy the moment. And we enjoyed it together.
Lebanon's ambassador to the U.S. called for a ceasefire and to address the humanitarian crisis resulting from the conflict. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called the talks a historic opportunity. Meanwhile, Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Majed Al Ansari confirms Pakistan is leading ceasefire discussions with the U.S. and Iran, and Qatar is not directly involved.
We remain, you know, in contact with our brothers in Pakistan who are leading this mediation. As you have seen, there has been a lot of calls and prospective visits from Pakistani officials with Qatari officials, and all of this is within this kind of coordination that the whole region actually is engaging with Pakistan. We applaud the efforts of Pakistan. We support their efforts.
Last weekend, talks between the U.S. and Iran aimed at permanently ending the conflict in Iran failed to produce an agreement. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 317 points. The Nasdaq rose 455, with the S&P 500 advancing by 81 points. Oil dropped to $92 a barrel. This is SRN News. A religious freedom group is concerned about Mozambique. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Persecution of Christians is a terrible problem in many parts of Africa, but Global Christian Relief says the situation in Mozambique is being overlooked by the international community. GCR says other leading countries need to press the government in Maputo to, quote, guarantee the safe return and reintegration of Christian communities displaced by insurgency, particularly in regions afflicted by violence since 2024. The group is urging the Trump administration to tie any aid to Mozambique to the government's willingness to address persecution. Michael Harrington reporting.
Election races for local school boards, long ignored by both voters and journalists, have become big news lately. The races are hotly contested in many states as they've become forums for debates over transgenderism, LGBT books, and religious freedom. This is SRN News. There's a reprieve for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Block Communications says the Ventotoulas Institute for Local Journalism, which publishes the digital-only Baltimore Banner, has agreed to buy the Post-Gazette. Terms of the deal weren't announced. The newspaper had been scheduled to close on May 3rd. The Post-Gazette dates back to 1786. If it had been closed, Pittsburgh would have been the nation's largest community without a city-based newspaper. The Post-Gazette says it will continue to publish print editions on Thursday and Sunday. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Kennedy Center's new executive director, Matt Floca, is leading tours to show the building's need for major repairs. These tours highlight water damage and issues with the HVAC system and parking garages. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.